Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple and Saratoga County Sheriff Mike Zerlo kicked off the Operation Sober Boater campaign Thursday at the Albany waterfront. The campaign, involving social media, posters, and giveaways, is intended to reduce alcohol-related and other accidents on Capital Region waterways. Sheriff Apple, whose officers patrol both the Hudson and Mohawk Rivers, said registrations are up and he's seen a lot of traffic on the rivers already.
We can't be everywhere. We don't have those resources. We did buy a brand new boat this year. We're going to put it out in the river probably once everything settles down. There's a lot of logs and everything floating in there, which is another hazard within itself. And we want people to know the waterways you're on, be aware of what's in there, be aware of the hazards that are in there, and certainly don't touch alcohol when you're operating that vessel.
Great Sacandaga Lake and Saratoga Lake are some of the busiest waterways in Saratoga County. Sheriff Zerlo says patrol boats and new jet skis are on patrol.
It's about boater safety. We want to make sure everybody has a great summer and be safe. Don't operate a vessel, intoxicated. Our guys will be out there looking, but like I said, we're just promoting everybody have a safe summer.
Boating safety is on the minds of many after the recent conviction of Alexander West. West last summer piloted a boat into another vessel, killing an 8-year-old girl and injuring her mother on Lake George. Police said West had drugs and alcohol in his system at the time of the crash. Earlier this summer, the Lake George Park Commission rolled out a new boating safety campaign that targets rental boaters. Saratoga Eagle, a Saratoga Springs-based beverage distributor, is donating giveaways to the campaign in the Capital Region, like drink holders, lanyards, and keychains printed with safe boating tips. Company president and CEO Jeff Vukalik.
Whether it's on the water or off the water, it's important that people enjoy our products responsibly.
Some of the materials are printed with the Sober Boater Pledge, which reads, "Never boat under the influence, never be intoxicated on a boat, never endanger myself or others, never risk injury or death, never be irresponsible, and never damage a boat." Sheriff Apple added that he also wants boaters to be aware of their use of social media and cell phones on board, which he warned can be just as dangerous as driving a car while operating a phone.
Again, we want you to have fun, but do it safely. And doing 65 miles an hour with one hand on a wheel and the other hand on your phone is not a safe way to do it.
For photos, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from Albany for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.